In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Can we do something for a moment? I want you to open one person, just pray a little bit and let the channels of your spirit open up to this zone of the spirit. Let the tank of your spirit open up to this zone. Paul said that it's my prayer that God will leave upon you a spirit, that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened. That eye is not the physical eye. What he was talking about was an awakening into consciousness, awakening into light. He said, that's why you see, he said that he went for that to say that you may know what is the hope of his calling. There are certain things you can't know unless your consciousness is opened in that realm. It was so serious, Paul had to make it a prayer point for the church, not just an individual, for a whole church. Let me say that God may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that the eyes of your understanding in the revelation of knowledge, that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, that ye may know. There are certain things that you won't get into by just Bible study. Certain things you will come into them when a prayer point has been accomplished in you. And what I mean by that is when a work, an intentional work, a conscious work of the Spirit has been accomplished in you. So if you are here today and that activity has not been opened, you may interface here, but it won't make any impression in your heart. And it is only the word that enters that gives light, that brings transformation. You say the entrance of your spirit, it gives of your word, it gives light. But if their hearts and minds are closed, the word will not enter into them. Let's pray together again for a moment. And pray deep, even with a short moment, just a moment of prayer. Let the channels of my receptacles, of my perception, the channels of my receptacles, let it be open. Let it be open tonight. Let it be very sensitive tonight. I await for that work of your spirit. Go ahead, Peter and Emmanuel. Let's praise that prayer. Let's go.
Amen.
Father, I'll give you praise in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you are following the course of what we have been talking about since the month of October began, We have been talking about, we have looked at the reality of realms, and we have established that there are realms in creation. Let me tell us something from scriptures. In the book of Revelations, chapter 1, John was worshipping. He was in the spirit worshipping. He was caught up in that spirit. And he said to you that, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and then I looked. At that moment, he was caught up already in the spirit and began to see visions of God. And those visions continued from chapter 1 up until the end of chapter 3. And then in chapter 4, in that plane where he was, in that height, he looked and he saw that a door was open in heaven. Now, he was already in the spirit, but in the spirit, he saw that a door was open. He was in a plane and he was seeing the door afar off into heaven again. So a voice spoke to him and said, come up hither and I will show you the things that shall be hereafter. Now mind you, he was already not within the earth realm. Already from chapter 1. Now, beyond that door, there were things going on beyond that door that he wasn't aware of. It's just like when you stand outside of a building, there are things going on in that building that you are not aware of. Some of us drive around our cities every day, or we take a commute. You see massive structures, skyscrapers, beautiful high-rise buildings. But the activity within is obscured. Until you walk into it, then you discover, oh, there's a conference hall here. I didn't know, there's a shopping mall here. There's this here. There's that here. Oh, you have an escalator here. But every day you have been passing that building, you have become familiar with it. But yet you have not become aware of what goes on beyond the walls. That was John's experience in heaven. He was standing there and then he looked and he saw that door was open. Now, beyond that door, the same way you pass around your buildings, there were activities going on. But he couldn't make that transition. So when the voice said, if you want to see the things that will go on after this moment, you have to come through this door, come up into this realm, this plane. And then what happens? Again, he was now in the spirit. And then when it was a speech, you now see him say, and then I looked. I wish you would get this tonight. No, listen and notice that though he saw a door, he didn't record that he used the door. What it means is that he didn't have to go and pass through the door. That's not how you enter realms in heaven. In heaven, you switch realms through spirit transport. That was why you didn't hear him say, and immediately I went through the open door. No, he said, and immediately I was in the spirit. So it's the spirit that became the transit for using that open door in heaven. And mind you, when he was in the spirit, you notice he now said, and then I saw. What happened to him was that he became now aware of another environment. That environment he was aware of was where that door was leading to. I know in the physical, we see a door, we have to walk through it. In the spiritual, when a door opens before you, you enter it through the spirit. And when you enter into the spirit, you don't have to say, okay, I'm passing through a door. What happens is that your experience changes, you become aware. And that's what happened to him. When he switched realms, he became aware. Tell somebody that, just say to your neighbor, who is just yourself and whoever is with you, that when you switch realms, you become aware. There is an awareness that accompanies transition in realms. And that's what happened to John when immediately he switched realm. He said, I saw. But mind you, he switched realms through immersion again into the spirit. He said, and again, I was in the spirit. I wish we pray until your mind will be dazed. What I mean by that is, you won't be able to think again. What do I mean by that? You notice that you have broken off from your neurological pattern. Because when you become immersed in the spirit and you are flow, something bypasses your reason. And that is how you're able to attain to divine knowing. Divine knowing is not that the protocol of your thinking or the logic of your rationality is followed. When you are being taught mathematics, how to simplify equations, they will tell you, you have 2 over 3 plus 1 over 4. The first step is find the LCM of the 2. When you find the LCM, now simplify it by dividing and multiplying and then equate it. It follows a logical step. When immersed in the spirit, it bypasses that and leaves you with impartation of wisdom. That is why somebody will tell you that, I just knew. How? I can't tell you. I don't know, but I know. Jesus said, the scripture records concerning Jesus, say, he himself knowing what to do. The only time, let me not say that this night yet. Pray again. See, when you change realms, what the first signs is that another awareness begins. An awareness. For John, immediately he switched realm, he became aware in a visual form. Some of you, when you change realm, you become aware in terms of perception. I remember we prayed for two individuals. Both of them came back reporting that there's this newness of the spirit, I can't tell. As if things just became fresh. Atmosphere changed. And that's a couple of testimonies reporting. What happened with them is that they have changed realms. One of the signs that occur when you change realms is that some ministry, I'm not talking about a structure now, I'm talking about spirit practice or elements. Some kinds of ministry and ministrations don't support your spirit anymore. You find it difficult to rise with them. You know why? You have switched realms, new installations. Pray again for a moment that you may be filled again with the spirit. As scripture says, and then they were filled. It means that they came under the influence of the spirit. That's what it means. Pray again a moment. Pray again a moment with deep immersion to God. It's necessary. Pray again a moment and then stay focused. Stay focused and live for the words, because the transitions will come. These are not just words, they are vehicles of God to capture you. You transit through spirit and then the realms are adjusted. Where are the prayer people? Pray again. If this go ahead,
why
Thank you, Maskito Parada.
Praise Lord, bless you.
Of Jesus we have prayed.
Amen.
I said it, that was last year, one of our meetings, that one of the evidence of mastery is repetition. One of the evidences of mastery is repetition. One of the evidences of possession of keys is the repetitiveness of manifestation. Your ability to repeat a dimension shows that you understand the protocols of that dimension. One of the things that grants mastery in that way is understanding. Listen, when you understand the subject matter, you can repeat the same result every time. If you understand a particular part of branch of mathematics, maybe a topic or a subtopic, every time you encounter a question from that zone, you will repeatedly deliver the answer. If you understand the technical issue, when it arises, you will solve it again. They say, anytime, it has started meeting. But when you don't understand it and you tried it here, tried many things, and then you discover it was working. It started working. When they say, okay, the problem has started again, you will still go with the same trial and error, because you didn't understand the problem and didn't understand the pattern. So dimensions are not designed to be accidental manifestations. They are accidental because you don't yet possess the key, the right knowledge to master its ordination. But when you master a realm, you can repeat the possibilities and the realities at will by God's Spirit. Why? Because you know the access and the protocols. A certain man said that we know how he got here, and he was talking about this phase he is in his life. He said we can make it happen again. That is, if they start life afresh, he can still arrive at the same position he is as at when he was speaking. Because in his words, I knew how I got here. One of the things that we have advocated, we have said this consciously, that spiritual things are not non-material or immaterial. They are tangible. It is because it is when one doesn't have proper understanding, he thinks it's a matter of trial and luck. If by God's grace we are in a place, we know by God, and we're able to tell the directions of certain operations. When atmosphere changes, we know by God, not a natural ability. When you possess a realm in Jesus Christ, you'll be able to repeat it. What did I say? What I mean by repeating it is making it to deliver results every time. If somebody excels in the gifts of healing, he will be able to wrought healing because he understands the operation. And I've told us stories of people that had gifts of healing from Christ and understood how it operated. Such that if there's going to be a healing, even if they are not aware somebody is sick, they will tell that a healing will occur here because they are able to discern how the gift is operating. It's not an immaterial thing, it's because the gift is a tangible deposit that has its own manual of operation. Jesus said to the people, he said, you can understand the weather and know when it will rain will fall. So it means, and really we have people that can tell if rain is going to fall. Why? Because they have studied the patterns and climate and the variables that come into play and their value that gives a high tendency of rainfall. So they can predict with a degree of almost 98-97%, and it will be accurate. Now they can predict earthquakes because they have understood the dynamics of earthquake, and they can tell when there is a projection that there's going to be an earthquake. And they can repetitively predict it and even tell the impact of that earthquake. It's all a matter of understanding. Certain things will be a lot easier if you just have the understanding. Certain things will be a lot easier if you have the understanding. The purpose of understanding is to make things easy. It's not to complicate them. You see some person say, I don't like mass. Some person come and say, it's my favorite. The people they see understands it. So they say, this is the hardest subject. He say, no, it's very easy. The one who says it's easy because he knows what it is. The other person just thinks it's magic occurring, and then they are Arabic mixed with Hebrew language. But this other person has taken time to know why it is like this. And so before him, it's just easy. Before him, it is just easy. Understanding makes it easy. Say that to your neighbor who, as a matter of fact, is yourself or whoever is with you. Tell them understanding makes it easy. Understanding makes it easy. Understanding will divide the problem greater than half. The first way to address any problem is first to understand it. Some parents are looking for solutions to problems they don't understand. That is why they miss it every time. Somebody is spiritually attacked, yet he's approaching with natural solutions. And that's why it prolongs the problem. Where there is understanding, the first step to addressing an issue is to first understand it. That's what the Bible says. If any man answers a matter without understanding, he is a fool. That's scripture. Because for as far as the wisdom of scripture is concerned, it doesn't see how an individual want to attempt to solve a problem he doesn't understand. So the scripture says that person, only if he's a fool. Now, how many times have we been foolish before when we try to attempt to solve problems that we don't first take no time to understand what it is? That's why I see the number one instruction in every, and the constant instruction is in every examination, is read the instructions carefully and the questions carefully and answer. It's always is an advice or an instruction to be careful as you go through it. Repetitiveness is proof that one has owned the realm in Christ. Say that again. Repetitiveness is proof that one has been able to finally own a realm in Christ. Paul said to the whole church that you are partakers of my grace. Of course, we know that all grace comes from the Lord. But here is Paul saying that, well, you are partaking of my grace. That means Paul can identify his grace when he sees it at work. When you have capacity to repeat realms, you have finally proven beyond every measure of doubt that you have mastered it, and by that you own it. Where there is understanding, it is easy. Say to your neighbor, and we incidentally say it to yourself that you will hear. Where there is understanding, it is easy. Where there is understanding, it is easy. Where there is understanding, it is easy. So the truth, therefore, is get understanding, which is why scripture is very explicit about his stand about that. That with all you're getting, get understanding. With all you're getting, with all you're getting, get understanding. Where there is understanding, it is easy. Now, like we said, also, where there is understanding of how spiritual things operate, certain dimensions will be repetitive in your life. It is easy. Sometimes we are confident by God as to certain things because we know how to align to achieve certain results. How to align to achieve certain results. How to align to achieve certain results. One of the secrets of operating in God is knowing that it is not you, it is the Spirit. That itself is a key of understanding. Some persons want to try when they are inside God, but you get more done when you yield than when you try. As a matter of fact, the life of a believer consists more in yielding to God than trying in God. Let me say that again. A believer's life consists more of yielding in God rather than trying in God. You don't try in Christ, you yield in Christ, so that his might through you will be revealed. That's a key of understanding again. Tonight, more certain keys of realms will be dropped into many lives as they listen to the words of understanding, as they listen to the making known of understanding, depths of understanding from Christ. Many keys will be handed to many as they listen for understanding, as they listen for understanding. Most people here know that one of the consistent questions I've been asking for many years, and I still do today, it is after every meeting I'll ask, do you understand? Did you understand the things that were said? Because we know that the crux, the balance, and the completion of what God made available through the encounter will be achieved when understanding is in place. With all your getting, get understanding. Daniel was a man of great visions, but his visions amounted to nothing without the administration of understanding. And that's why you see, in one of his visions, they had to yield, say, Gabriel, make this man understand the vision. There's no hard subject anywhere, just little or no understanding. There's no hard task anywhere, just little or no understanding. There is no difficult accomplishment in life, just little or no understanding. Just little or no understanding. And we must be humble enough to acknowledge areas when we do not have understanding. Like we said before, the understanding is not acquired through faith. It is assessed through revelation. And revelation comes through exposure to information or divine knowledge. When the scripture teaches that through faith we understand that the words were framed by the God, if what he is saying in that scripture is the words were framed by the word of God. He said, we through faith we understand this, we believe this, we comprehend it. That's why you see, when he said through faith we understand, he told you how the words were formed. He told you it's through the words of God. If he had said through faith we understand how the words were formed, then it would be like, how was it formed? But he said through faith we understand that the words were framed by the words of God, so that the things that were made were not made out of things which do appear. He already told you how the world was formed, but he said it would take faith to accept this because it's beyond our capacity. So you can't say, I understand by faith. No, it's error. It's an error. Listen, the laws of the spirit are very precise. You can't use one law in another law. There's a field of electrostatics, there's a field of gravity, there's a field of mechanics, there's a field of electronics, there's a field of fluid dynamics. You don't import laws from different fields and want to apply. No, there is a case system, it's fixed. Now listen, there is how molecules behave in a fluid. And when we are talking now branches of fluid mechanics that try to study singular molecules, you can't use the same property to want to study the field that looks at singular electrons. They are operating in different, the laws are different. So you can't say, do you understand? Say, I believe God. No, do you understand? I need light. David say, it is the entrance of your word that gives light, that gives understanding. What it means that if the word has not entered, you can't use believing, you can't use faith there. You can't use faith there. Faith will prepare you to receive the word, but faith will not replace the word. Faith will prepare you to receive, Sarah, I believe that I will hear from you today. Not I believe that I have heard. The entrance of your word, it gives light, it gives understanding. That teaches that until the entrance is accomplished, we can't guarantee that understanding was attained. It is a law of scripture. You can't violate it. Until the entrance is has occurred until the entrance of the word has been accomplished, we cannot guarantee through the provisions of scripture that understanding has been attained. So do you understand? It's a question of, have ye received the entrance of the word? Now he listened to what we are about to say. The capacity to use dead spirit or laws that are apart from one another in trying to justify actions itself is a display of the absence of understanding. That is still revolving around the same subject matter. When we give you a question in physics or in school, and then we said a body moves with so speed, and this is the mass of the body, calculate the force and acting, and then of a sudden we now see that you are bringing rho and you are bringing density inside, trying to use equations from fluid mechanics, the teacher will put a big question mark. He won't even fail it. He will question the rationality behind. It's a proof that you didn't understand it. So when you try to import laws that do not even communicate, you know, in a system you can have different entities and protocols that support the systems, but they don't communicate. They don't communicate. Someone say, what does that mean? We have the electrical system of a car. Now we have the wireless systems that support GPS. They support the car, but the wireless system and the mechanical system or the combustion system, they don't communicate directly. There must be an intermediary. They all support the system. If the GPS system goes off, you can still be driving the car, only that you won't have access to your GPS. So they support the system, but they do not communicate. At the same time, if you go to an office, a parastatal, a commission, an establishment, you will see the finance department somewhere, and then maybe you can even see the medical department. They are supporting the system, but in terms of organization, they don't communicate. They don't know. Maybe it's the admin tables that joins them. What we are saying is, there are laws that are disparate. You can't import them. When you start doing that, it shows also that there's lack of understanding here. Understanding is absent. And we must be humble enough to acknowledge where we don't have it. When we don't have it. When we don't have it. There's no difficult task. Just little or no understanding. When you understand that, it will help you know what to do. It will help us to know what to do. Repetitiveness is always a proof of mastery, but mastery cannot be attained where there is no possession of wisdom. Wisdom is a function of applied understanding acquired through encounter with revelation or light, information, knowledge. Again, we say this to us. The proof of mastery is repetitiveness. If the entrance of the word of God was not accomplished, scripture decrees that you can't claim to have attained understanding. Understanding is not appropriated by faith. You acquire it through encounter with revelation, knowledge, wisdom. And there is how to detect that understanding has been attained. Scripture says the word of God must have entered you, inside of you. Tonight, I believe that many who are listening are already understanding and knowing where some things are off in their spiritual pathway. There are some persons here, the prayer and the answer to your, the miracle that God will do for you is to give you a revelation in a particular direction where you have been missing it. Father, we give you praise. Thank you for tonight. Lord, as we proceed into tonight, open our eyes to these truths again. Your apostle prayed and said that the Lord may give you the spirit of revelation and wisdom in the knowledge of Him, that your eyes of understanding be enlightened. And then He said that you may know. Lord, we ask that tonight, let this word be made bare before everyone. And let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. Let us not just hear tonight. Let these words enter into us. And when that is accomplished, Lord, then we can, by the decree of scriptures, attain to understanding and then the possession of insight and light. Lord, I pray for everyone here tonight that this strange order of experience will be everyone's testimony. Even right now, let the eyes of the understanding become enlightened. Let their hearts become stirred up to truth, to insight, to revelation, to direction. And let grace be poured out into their hearts tonight, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we give you praise. We glorify you in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Once again, I welcome everyone to tonight. We give God praise. Somebody's like, okay, I thought that was the word. Well, that was the word preparing you for the word, and the word is not going to take us, won't go so much because of our time. It's counting, and we have just some minutes left with us. Glory to God. For those of us who have been available since the beginning of this month, we have been looking at realms in Christ, and we have looked at diverse zones in this journey and adventure in God. The first time night we looked at the reality of realms. That was the part, first part. And then the second part is understanding the reality of realms. The third encounter, which was over the second week of this month, we looked at realms and Christ. And then the fourth night, which was last week, Saturday, we looked at the revelation of Christ. Please, you must start from the first part, because we are talking realms now. The people who have started with us, when we say realms, they know what we are talking about. Because we started with the reality of realms, then understanding realms. So when we say realms, they have a deeper relationship with that concept than if you are just joining. You may have an insight, but what was done in the first day was that a couple of perception and conception of what realms are were disavowed. We broke everything down, and what did they were dissolved, because people, when they hear realms, they think about an immaterial world and an ether or whatever. We were able to, by God, bring down those structures and raise a structure that will support true vision. Raise a structure that will support true vision. True vision. So that when they report scriptural revelations and encounters, they have a genuine perception of what defines their experience by genuine encounter with the solid base of what the word decrees. What the word decrees. What the word decrees. What the word decrees. Most people's perception of realms come a little bit from stories, folk tales, movies, fairy tales, and then the supernatural that comes from God. Some even added new age technique. They are not aware, because they saw the operation of realms in a movie where they the director and the screenplay writer read some other kinds of books and took up one or two things. And so maybe they saw the way that they, some of them were, maybe they read the Marvel comic, Doctor Strange, and they were able to harness a little bit of understanding from there. And so when they pray, they have that kind of understanding. No, we don't really need that. So we brought down all those mixed structures and erected the genuine structure. You will find that in understanding realms, the reality of them, the first two, and then that. So why I'm saying that is because whenever I mention the word realms, the people who have been available have already a unique understanding, a backdrop understanding of what that means. Jesus is Lord. So tonight we are looking at realms in Christ. This is the fifth installment. And we are looking at in heavenly places. My God. Tonight, somebody's world will be so rocked that they will not recover again. Jesus is Lord. Father, we thank you once again. Breathe upon this experience in this moment again. And let us have the experience of you. The praise and glory of your name now and forevermore. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We love you. I will begin our reading tonight from our anchor script, our rolling scriptures for every night. We wrote from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. And we have established that there are realms in Christ already from our former studies or journeys. And Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15 to 17 says that, therefore also I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and all your love for all the saints. Do not cease to give thanks to you, making mention of you in my prayers. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Hallelujah. All right. In chapter 2, verse 4 to 6, say, but God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love, which he loved us, even when we are dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. And made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ. Alright, so we see that there is an emphasis on Paul. This is what Paul teaches in his epistle, that there are realities and locations inside Christ. And if you go through scriptures, he makes mention of heavenly places in Christ, in Christ, in Christ. This is not heavenly places. According to the apostles' revelation, he saw these locations. And if somebody is having a problem understanding why he chose to say heavenly places in Christ, not heavenly places in Jesus, we use the revelation of Christ and realms, the message, the third part of this journey, and then the fourth part explains to you in a very substantial way, at least gives you a back to understand what the Christ is. And that was so extensive that we last weekend, you need to get those two audios to get why the apostle makes emphasis that in Christ. And you will notice that when that preposition in is to be used, it is always partnered with Christ. That's why they say, if any man be in Christ, not just if he be in Jesus. You see that? You say, yeah, in Christ, heavenly places in Christ. He's particular about that, and the apostles are very deliberate about the usage of the Christos and the name of the Christos. Do you understand? So that is why we went further to look to understand what the Christ is. And my God, you need to really get it to understand what we are talking about. But if you were here last weekend, when we talk about Christ now, they know what we mean by the Christ. Or maybe they may need to still go back and listen to it and then use that perception to now support this teaching, so that whenever we say Christ, they know what we are saying. That they will see the Lord, but not just the form, of Jesus, but the Christ. Glory to God. Now, that is beautiful. But I want to go to our anchor scripture for this night. The scripture we just read, that is the scripture for this journey and adventure in God. But the scripture for tonight, and which is Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing." Now look at this. In the heavenly places in Christ. This apostle is not mincing words. He knows what he's saying. This is the third time in every chapter he's saying this. He uses the same phrase in chapter 1. He copies it, he uses it again in chapter 2 and goes further in chapter 3, and then you can still see vestiges of it in chapter 4. This is a revelation that he possesses, that by the gift of God given to him and by his apostolic office, he was taken to see realms in Christ. And when he looked at it, he realized that they were not just one. So he used places to show that the zones that I saw that exist inside this sophisticacy of God called the Christ, whom Jesus has been made to be, they are innumerable. So they are places. Now look at it. He said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ." Our emphasis this weekend is to understand and to look at the reality of blessings available, or the link of that reality and relationship that exists in realms in Christ, and how it is that the apostle can journey into realms and come back to tell us that he saw every spiritual blessing inside that realm. My God. This is an apostolic report. It's an apostolic report. It's more like when somebody is taking on a voyage, like in the way they used to do it when they were trying to discover the world. People like Marco Polo and all the explorers, when they cut across the length and breadth of the earth, they took notes of what they were saying. This is a spiritual explorer. The man who explored the realms of Christ. That's why he wrote more about Christ than any of the apostles. The New Testament is made up of more of Paul's books than any other person's books. And he didn't even exhaust all of it, because if you read his epistle, you'll see that there are things he said he couldn't talk about. This divine explorer went into heaven, saw realms, and amongst the things he came back to report to the body of Christ was that when he saw, went there, he saw that there was an arrangement of God that he had to tag every spiritual blessings. But he said that these spiritual blessings, where I saw them, they were located in places in heaven. So in giving thanks to God, now this is, you know, most of us thank God, "Father, I thank you for the gift of life. I thank you for the gift of family. I thank you for the gift of provision and supply." When Paul wants to give thanks to God, he gives thanks to God out of things that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. This thing he was saying, he wasn't directly reporting it as a doctrine to the church, because if he was reporting, he would have taken time to explore it. That's why you see it is in the third chapter of the book. It's part of his praise to God. That's why he's giving thanks. Say, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, the way you say, "Blessed be your name, O Lord, who has given me supply, who has opened doors for me. Glory to God, who has carried me through this phase of my life, who has given me children." Paul said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." See his own dimension. "Who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places." Now, that's an apostle speaking. But paying cautious attention to his speech, the Holy Spirit brings us into an encounter with his light that he just in a moment mentioned. Because if you follow the next chapter, he didn't take time to dwell on it, because his objective was not to teach them this message. He was writing to address certain things. But this just came in out of the overflow of the gift of Christ and the revelation of Christ inside of him. We have been looking at realms in Christ, and we have taken time to understand realms. We have taken time to know the reality of realms and how this links with Christ. But the apostle reports something very serious. He said that these realms that you people have been talking about, there is something else there. Because in the other portions of the scripture, he made us to understand that he was only telling us that we are sitting in those places. And mind you, he said you are sitting in places. It's not one location, like we thought in that the second night. Some can be in this place. Some can be, we may all be in Christ, but not sit in the same place. Which is why when you come to a place, you identify that there's a difference in spiritual stamina, structure of individuals, but they are all in Christ. The reason is because these people are all in Christ, but they don't sit in the same place, because the apostle teaches us that from the provisions of God in Christ, there are places and people hold different offices and government inside that Christ. And already we know that there's a function of a senator, and it's different from the function of a governor, and it's different from the function of a house, of a member of the House of Assembly, and it's different from the function of a commissioner and a permanent secretary. But they are all in the same nation, serving in the administration of the overall head of the nation. We looked at all of this just to make this clear. The apostle teaches us and said, when I went in, what I saw in the realms of Christ, in the heavenly places, that I saw that every believer sits in one realm or the other, I saw the every spiritual blessings. He said, there I saw the blessings of the church. I saw the blessings that God has made available for his people. I saw it. This, now, and according to his report, he said is every, not some spiritual, every. Somebody say to your neighbor, which is a dentalist, it's you. Say every spiritual blessings. And the apostle Paul now said that he has blessed us. That is, it's something he has done. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not who is going to bless us, who is blessing us, but who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. But we have a problem. Not necessarily a problem, but just something else, a hurdle, or something to consider or take note of. He said, in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. This is so true. What does this teach us? It teaches us that there is made by God a provision for blessings of the New Testament. There is made for God provision for blessing for every one child of God, every one believer, every one son of God, every one child and daughter, heir of God. There is made a provision of every blessing. there is made provision for blessing, a provision of blessing for everyone who is of God in the body. There is made provision. There is made provision. It's not a matter of if there has been made. No, there already is made provision. Everyone has a blessing. Everyone. Every one of you, every one child of God, there is made provision of a blessing. There is made provision of a blessing. But then, blessed be the memory of the Apostle Paul, and blessed be this Apostle of God. He went further to help us, because he didn't hold this back to himself. Like he said in his epistle, he said, I've held nothing back from you. He said, but this spiritual blessing and this provision are available inside heavenly places, inside Christ. That's where the problem has been. And not a problem that, it means that's where the contention has always been. Because these blessings are and exist and are available, but are accessible only in heavenly places in Christ. What this teaches us is that the blessings and arrangement of God and provisioning for the sons and the saints, and what we can refer to as every spiritual blessing, is hidden. Is hidden. It's obscured. It's hidden. It's obscured. Where? In heavenly places in Christ. They are hidden. They are obscured in heavenly places in Christ. It therefore means that until one is able to come enter into these realms consciously, enter it and operate in this realm, one does not have access to every spiritual blessing made available by God in His Son Jesus Christ. Remember, we said that where there is a change of realm, there is always an awareness. When John came into heaven, the first thing he noticed was that he became aware visually. His sense of seeing was engaged. You can be in Christ and not be aware of realms in Christ, because access must be granted through the light of revelation, which is why you see Paul praying for the believers so that they may become aware. There is provision of every spiritual blessing for you, for us, for everyone, but they are hidden and obscured in heavenly places in Christ. Look at this. It's more like there is a planet somewhere and nobody is there. But when you go to the planet, you just see diamond buried on it. It's not even buried. The way you see stone covered with a little sand, but you can still see the apex, the head. You just see diamond. Just see gold. You see a stone, a boulder. You see it. You see that it contains, it's made, it's ruby, giant ruby. You just move forward. You just start seeing all the precious things of life. But it's hard to journey. Maybe you were just carried there in transit and you're not aware. You just awoke there. And then he just showed you a whole vast empty planet. And the mountains are gold. The lake is crystal. The sand are all precious stones. Iron, tin, all. The stones, the pebbles are diamonds of different refractive index. And you're like, Lord, what rich environment is this? And before you say, Jack, you came back from that vision. And then you will realize, Jesus, that's a realm in Christ. So much wealth, so much riches, so much blessing. The river, the waters there, once you drink it, it heals. The plants that grow in that place, once you feed on it, it rejuvenates your body. I want to go back there. And you don't know the way. You were just carried there, you were shown, and then you were brought back. You didn't know how you got there. That's what the realms in Christ are like. Every spiritual blessing is hidden there. Anyone who can enter the realms in Christ will now begin to have access to every spiritual blessing. It stands to reason, according to this light, that for one to gain access into these blessings, that one must be inside and must have gained access to testify, and the spirit will bear witness that he is now operating in realms in Christ, or in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In the heavenly places in Christ, the heavy spiritual blessings of the saints are hid. If anyone is in the heavenly places, then the every spiritual blessing is just around his vicinity. Therefore, blessed be the God of our Lord, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. Now listen, we have been looking for the blessing of God in the wrong place. Your blessing is first of all access to a realm, not access to a possession on earth. Your blessing is first of all access to a realm, not access to a possession on earth. If you have possession on earth, it should be that it has been orchestrated because of possession from heaven. Else, it is not guaranteed. Because what Christ gives, no one can take. But what is given that Christ is not aware, anything can take. Possess realms in Christ, and let's see the devil that will stop those manifestations. Because like we said said at the beginning, that every man is an expression of the dimension he's in touch with. And we said it in this light, that where you sit in heaven will determine where you can stand on the earth. Listen, we have taught us in the series Oikonomia, which happened in September, that there's no money in the realm of Christ. And we taught you the difference between money and wealth. There is no money in Christ's realm because no currency of man can reach there. But there are riches in Christ. Now listen, if you possess riches in Christ, the wealth on the earth will follow you. That is given because of access to a dimension. The way of the blessing is upwards. The manifestation of the blessing can be downwards. But the way is upwards. Jesus said to Pilate, you can have no authority over me unless it has been given to you. We have looked for the blessing wrongly. not minding and understanding that the provisioning of this blessing has an address. It has an address. This address is a location in Christ Jesus, a realm in Christ Jesus. There is provision for walking in divine health. It is available in a realm in Christ where health and healing is a lifestyle. Where health and healing is a lifestyle. Where health and healing is the natural resource of that. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. If he had stopped there, it would have been a problem for all of us. Because they will say, we'll look at access to the blessing. To the blessing, the spiritual blessing. He had to add spiritual, because there are most people, when they say God bless you, all they see is money. That kind of individual has a problem. Because when they say you are blessed, he interprets it to mean that somebody, you are going to have money. That individual again has a problem, because he has become so earthly minded and has been so occupied by the operation of mammon that when they release grace on him, he has monetized it. He has done exchange. He has sold the grace for money. God will bless you this week. Is money, and then they didn't see money that week. They said that blessing. They gave an offering, and then they said, "I decree the blessing of God upon you." They say it means that this money is going to come back. Go and put your money in one business. The first contact of the blessing is the force of provision in Christ. It can manifest as healing, manifest as divine health, manifest as favor in open doors, manifest in divine preservation. It can still manifest in material forms as gifts and cash gifts. But never come to that point where they say you are best, and then a default program, a file, an application inside you interprets it as you have received money. There's a problem. You are blessed can mean now receive access to enter realms in Christ. And then that blessing translates into the opening of your eyes to a revelation of scripture that grants you access. And then you have access to now work in a layer of understanding that gives you dominion and mastery in the realm of finance. You didn't see that it was the pronouncement of that blessing that translated into the encounter with the gift of God's word by his grace and opened you up to insight that granted you access to realms. You waited for money, but God had blessed you. So Paul was quick to say, every spiritual blessing, let's save them all the time so that they don't do exchange on this divine exchange market. There's such a thing like that. These realms are necessary. These realms are necessary. Why? Because, and again, the understanding, not just these realms, the coming into the awareness and the experience, the walking in dominion and mastery of these realms are necessary. Again, why? Every spiritual blessing, the provisioning of God for the church is first available in those realms, those locations. When we possess those realms, we demonstrate those realms. Like we said earlier, when you repeat a realm, it's a sign you own it. Kopana kasia. That is another way of saying what we just said, that when you possess the realm, you can demonstrate it. It can be any realm. Listen, you must accept the blessings in these realms. Kopeletegedia. Kashi karase kopadia. I wish, I pray and I, and oh, that I wish that tonight So many here we begin to possess the blessings available in the realms. You have been in Christ. Oh, I'm in Christ. Now, explore your in Christship. You know, your in Christship, explore it. Don't stand at the toll gate and refuse to enter the city. Go into the city and be relevant and be useful and apply yourself. Every spiritual blessing is located in realms in Christ Jesus. Cash copa dalla basket. Now listen, I'm seeing many of you are broken through heavens. Some of you are already inside realms, but this encounter with this world tonight just broke a barrier off you. Now, many is now just like, I'm here already, I wasn't aware. Listen, understanding gives you access. That's what we began to see before we enter the body of tonight and journeyed into the scope. Understanding gives you access, and you make the most where and when you understand. The most can only be made where and when understanding is attained. Where and when understanding is in place. The most can only be made where and when understanding is in place. So there are many of you who are already in Christ, but this teaching tonight just opened your spirit up. Some of you are already seeing things, having visions, prophetic visions and perception. You're having realities, new realities now come up into your frame, into your database, into your dashboard, into your realm in the spirit. New realities are coming. Those realities were around you. But the same way God, the angel said to Hagar, he said, look, and then there was water. She was in the wilderness dying of thirst. Then the angel didn't take her anywhere. He said, okay, wait, let me inform the ministry of water resources from heaven. He said, look, she just looked, and then there was a well of water. If it was there, well, it was in the wind. Just that those realities existed. The angel came to make her aware of provision. It's possible for provision to be around, but you are not aware because you have not encountered the light of a dimension. Some of you are in Christ but do not know the provision because you have not encountered the revelation. The angel said, maybe let's look at that scripture in the book of Genesis. So that you will understand what is being said. Father, we give you praise. Alright. Look at it. Let's start from verse. Now we said, but that's Genesis 16 verse 4. He said, but Abraham said unto Sarah, behold, thy maid is in thy hand, do to her as it pleased thee. And when Sarah dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face. And the angel of the Lord found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way of Shur. And he said, Hagar, where comest thou? And he said, I flee from the face of my mistress. And okay, lekoshketa la barada kadash. Okay, this is not the instance I was looking for. Lekoshata la barada kabakata kasupalekadiash. Kolebokoto koto shabalata kachikolebokoto shakolebokodosh. Father, we give you praise. Can we pray in the spirit just a moment? Let me pull that scripture. That's in the next time again she was in the wilderness. That was the first one. And in he said verse 21. Chapter 21, verse 17. And God heard the voice of the lad. That this time they had been sent out and they had no water. From verse 14, it's a long read. And God heard the voice of the lad. And the angel of God called out to Hagar out of heaven and said, "What aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not. God had heard the voice of the lad. Where is he?" He said, "Arise, lift up the lad and hold him in thy hand, for I'll make him a great nation." And God opened her eyes. Look at this. In 1921 verse 19, it says God opened her eyes and she saw a well of water. They were dying of thirst, so much so she had to put the child far from her so that she won't watch him. See what the scripture said. See, and the water was spent. That is in chapter 21 verse 15. In the bottle, that is, they finished it, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs, and she went and sat down over against him a good way off. She gave him distance. She just dropped him near some shrubs and left. See what she said? "Let me not see the death of the child." And she sat over against him and lifted. So they were dying of thirst, but when the angel came, look at what, and God opened her eyes and she saw a well of water. In the same environment, what she just needed was the eyes to be opened. You didn't get it? And she saw a well of water and she went and filled. If it's a spiritual well, we don't know. But what we know is that this well was physical, that they were fetching water and put inside cup. Men were drinking it. And she filled the bottle with water and gave the lad. And the provision was not a change of location. It was a matter of the opening of the eyes. You didn't get that, which is why we are saying that there are many who are in realms already. The provision is there, the eyes have not been aware. All of those are happening. Did you see that story of Hagar? They were dying in the presence of provision just because their eyes were still shut. Some are in realms in Christ, but they didn't have access to the understanding of the weight of the fact that they are every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. So they say, I'm in Christ, but they're still at the toll gate. They have not entered the city. I'm going to give so many persons will want to pick up natural resources or spiritual resources. You know, I gave a vision of the planet that has all precious things as part of its soil and its natural of its skyline. There's a word in geography for it that has it as part of its vegetation, a mountain of gold, a crystal sea. Now there are equivalents of those kinds of realities in Christ. I want to give us a moment to pray. Many of you, what is going to be happening with you is that your spirit will be picking up things. Your spirit will be picking up things. Now, are you ready tonight? Now are we ready tonight?
Yes, sir.
Alright. Now go ahead and pray. Pick up some realities. Pick up some resource. Pick up some resource. Go ahead. Pray.
Pray. Jembende kabahala kavidia subra.
Amen.
Now listen. For those who have picked up a gate tonight, I decree and listen, your finding will begin from this night.
Amen.
No, that amen is not enough. For those of us here, you can turn on your mics and receive this prayer if your environment supports it. Take these prophetic words or these decrees very seriously. Your finding will be tonight. In the name of
Jesus. Amen. Amen.
For those of you who are picking up precious things, picking up diamonds, picking up precious things, the reality of the value of your life will manifest beginning from tonight in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever deposit out of Christ, whatever deposit out of Christ, whatever deposit out of Christ that your spirit man picked out tonight, you will hold it tangibly. It will become a permanent possession and heritage by virtue of your connectivity in Christ. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And therefore, we are beginning from tonight and onward is going to be the teasing of discoveries, unveilings, encounters, revelation light that gives you mastery in dimensions and domains.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Apostle Paul taught and said that when ye read, ye will understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Many of you will come to that realm that inside of Christ you will be all assets that would make you to have mastery in certain operations and dynamics from heaven into the earth. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Therefore, we decree tonight, or therefore it is decreed tonight, everything your spirit has picked up in Christ Jesus, everything your spirit man has picked up, they are gaining outright expression beginning from tonight. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And so it is done tonight. In Jesus' most precious name we have prayed.
Amen.
Remember, there is the provision for every spiritual blessing in Christ. You look for them in Christ. The realm of the blessing is to be sought after in Christ. Search for blessings in Christ. Some walked into the blessings of divine health forever. They don't pay money for that. They get healed. They walk in healing. They walk in healing. It's a blessing. They walk, they are assessed, it in Christ and possess it. So no matter how challenged they are in their health, give them a day or two, they are healed back effortlessly. Kenneth E. Hagin assessed this realm and got healed from heart disease at age 15 and 16. He lived to be 86 or 83. He died in 2003. He lived, I think it's 86 or 83. He lived to his 80s from a deformed heart. The blessings in Christ are real. They are tangible and they exist. Don't joke with them. Now that you know where to find them, and now that you know that they exist, you have keys to realms. Only you now can determine the limit of how blessed you will be. It's as though they gave people access to a portion of reality. And they say this realm is blessed infinitely. Whatever you take out of, you can take out of here, you own. And then you went there and you couldn't exhaust it. I say, well, I think, let me just go, this is enough for me. The limit of your blessing, you get to choose it. You get to choose the limit of how blessed you will become. I know some persons who want to possess all things in Christ. We search insatiably in righteousness for the provisions of God in Christ. My prayer today is that your prophet will appear shortly and in season. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God, please thank him for his love. Thank him. Glorify him. Worship him. Thank you for tonight. In Jesus' most precious name we have prayed.
Amen.
Father, we give you praise.
Amen.
Thank you. Give you praise. Thank you for what you have done. Receive the praise of the glory forevermore. We worship you, adore you, and glorify your name. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' most precious name we have prayed. Welcome and appreciate everyone who has stayed in for tonight from beginning till the end. God bless you. You see that these are just real tangible stuff. We commence again tomorrow by 7:30 again. This is not the end of this. This is just the introduction to this weekend. Tomorrow we're just going to see how we will submit this weekend in Christ. And it's going to be at another depth, even further from this. And we trust that God will give help us even more. Give us grace. For those of us who consistently make it a point of little behavior, you are well appreciated. Like we say, your profiting will appear to all. Shortly from now, and in season, shortly from now, your profiting will appear to all. In Jesus' most precious name. Okay, just to pray with favor, but I just saw that she disappeared because her birthday was, I think, sometime not too long ago, and we're supposed to pray with them, but we got busy and we said we'll pray for you on the router goes. But when I was just going to say that somehow I can't find her on the online members, people online anymore. But Peter, maybe you will extend that information at the end of the meeting. God bless you all. Thank you for coming. You are appreciated and your prophet appears before. We'll wrap up tonight. This point, we're supposed to close our 5 minutes behind ahead. Time has elapsed by 5 minutes, and it's not in our habit to be not to be like that. We want to keep to the timing that we have set as a testament of our dedication to excellence and discipline. Jesus is Lord, all under God's grace. Because it takes it for that, we will follow the leading. Glory. Father, we thank you. I believe that the messages that we're talking about are available, and for those persons that were in the meeting that didn't end with us also, let's see what we can do. Realms in Christ 1, realms in Christ 2, realms in Christ 4. The first part is not referenced here. It's only the second, third, and fourth that is referenced, sir. I believe you will look for a way to remedy that. If you don't have the messages already, go and get them, and it's a beautiful thing. Jesus is Lord. Realms in Christ They are all there. Get them so you can make the most of what you are hearing. God bless you and have a wonderful evening. Glory to God. Apostle Peter, is there any announcement again we are here to know? And maybe you'll just let us know as we can do the saying of the grace. God bless you all. You appreciate it. Decree that tonight will be blessed with encounters for you and diverse experience. Your journey in the Word of God will be from depth to depth, height to height, and some of you will be changed continually and reformed by the revelations of the Word that you will receive here, and by your own personal revelation and encounter as the result of your devotion and dedication to the fellowship and study of God's Word. In the name of Jesus, God bless you and have a wonderful evening. Father, we give you praise.